We're speaking with Steelers President Art Rooney II on SNR, and Art, an historic day for the Steelers in a lot of ways. In talking about the Antonio Brown contract, I wanted to go back to the Christmas game against Baltimore. I've been covering this team a long time. You go back further than I do, but kind of contextualize for me, if you can, that play against the Ravens that won the AFC North.
Well, it certainly goes down as one of the all-time plays in Steeler history. No doubt about it. It was funny. Before the game, I had told Antonio that the next touchdown pass he caught from Ben would be a record-breaking pass because he passed Bradshaw and Swan for most TD passes between the combination. And of course, little did I know that would be that play. So it was a remarkable play, a record-breaking play, and really just showed the kind of determination that AB has to be a winner.
When you ensure the services of a guy such as Antonio, are you expecting more in the same? Do you think he's got another level in him that he hasn't shown us yet? What's the hope organizationally for the next five seasons?
Well, he's been playing at a pretty high level, breaking records, and so I think that we'll be happy if he certainly continues at that level. I think one of the things you look for in a great player is consistency, and that's what the great players give you. It's year in and year out great play, and Antonio certainly has shown that. I mean, over the last 4 years, he set records for the most receptions over a four-year period in the league. So he's setting all-time records, which is significant. And so I think we'll be happy if he's able to maintain that level and continue to make plays like he made on the Christmas Day game.
We heard from Mike Tomlin in January, and Mike had some concerns about some things, as he referenced, things that Antonio has to grow from. Those clearly pale in comparison to the commitment that you guys have made. Can you explain a little bit why that's the case?
Well, look, I think Antonio is a player that wants to be a great player, wants to do what's necessary for the team to win championships. And so I think when you sit down and talk to Antonio, that comes through, and so I'm not worried about off the field kinds of things. He's a individual who's one of the marquee players in the league, and he's being pulled in a lot of different ways, and I'm not making excuses for him, but he just has a lot of different things kind of that he has to deal with that probably most other players don't have to deal with. And so we have to talk once in a while, and he's always willing to sit down with coach and kind of talk about where things are and things he has to deal with. So it's, I'm really not concerned about those kinds of things with Antonio. His focus really is on doing what's necessary to be a great player and to help our team win.
He spoke about how well he relates to you and the organization. What is it about him individually that resonates with you?
Well, he's committed. He is a player that's committed to being the best at his position. He's a player that's committed to helping us win, and his work ethic is rare. I mean, he's really an unusual person when it comes to the commitment he's made to being the kind of player he is, and sometimes I sit here and think, wow, if all the players would have this kind of commitment, it would be a great thing, and so I think. I think that kind of passion for the game, it does set an example for the rest of the team that I think is, it's great to see.
The Steelers have also franchised Le'Veon Bell. The expressed intent has been to see about working out a long-term contract. Do you have any sort of feel for how likely that might be? Does it happen more often than not in these cases?
It's hard for me to predict anything. Obviously, we're excited to have Le'Veon on our team, not only this year, but hopefully into the future. And so we'll work on that as time goes on. And it's just, we don't have any real time frame that we can put on it right now.
And last thing for you, Art, are you any more certain that Ben Roethlisberger's going to be your quarterback than the last time we spoke?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to Ben, and he's kept in touch, so I still feel confident that he's coming back, and feel good about it.
Appreciate the time, Art. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. All right. Thanks.